What's good, Poya fans? Hope you've enjoyed this profile on Jeffrey Thorne and that you've already picked up your copy of Green Lantern number one.
If not, don't worry, because we got a really spoiler-ish, but not all the way there, because the issue wasn't out before we conducted this interview type of episode.
What about Future State?
I mean, it could be spoilers, or it could get you up to speed so you can jump right into number one. Or Future State is the spoiler because it takes place in the future.
What?
Exactly.
What up?
It is Wednesday, my dude.
You are now tuned in to What's Up Wednesday from the Power You in Fiction podcast. And today, we finally get to talk with Jeffrey Thorne about his run on Green Lantern.
Okay, Jeff's Green Lantern run sits right at the intersection of his love of sci-fi, his love for Jon Stewart, and the Thorne identity.
Yeah, I'm really hyped for this run because he's the first Black writer to have Jon Stewart in an ongoing, and this is definitely the first time he's been the center of the main Green Lantern title. At me to combat me, Shins DeGrio, I know what I'm talking about.
Nah, don't get between Lou and Jon Stewart. That is the one, yo. That's his one.
You said this is a Jon book, and if this is a Jon's Green Lantern title, I would argue that's the first time in his 50-year history that's really been his, because even when he headed it, he had the cores and that weird Hal Jordan citizen story. And I think you're the first time.
Well,
and I'd say you're the first time that they've really had Jon Stewart heading the main Green Lantern title.
Well, I feel like, frankly, to me, that was the least of my concerns, because the Green Lanterns is, there's just a lot. It's a lot. They could have, DC could carve out the Green Lanterns, forget all the other superheroes, and just have like a Green Lantern verse. That's how deep and crazy their lore is, right? It's kind of like the mutants with the Marvel. You don't need anybody else on a mutant Earth. Just have mutants, you're good. That could be all Marvel Comics with just mutants. Then it'd be fine. Nobody would even care. But the two things, yes. Every time Jon is so-called headed a book, it's been really a team book.
Right.
This time, it's still kind of about the Green Lanterns and the fact that the battery goes down. But like some of what's been said in the releases and what's been guessed at in the various people trying to figure out what we're going to do, I think what they think is it's going to be like John, Joe, Simon, and Kelly having brown and black people adventures running around. And no, it's not going to be quite that. What happens to John places him in a weird position, and what happens to Joe places her in a really, really weird position. So the idea of a straight up team up, people are going to be like, I don't know how he's going to get there. And the answer is, I'm not going there. So in terms of the blackness, I like to think, because I am actually a black man, that I don't have to do much except actually be a black man while I'm writing it, because stuff I'm going to think of, ways I'm going to have him do stuff, things he's going to notice, all that stuff just comes from life. So I feel like there are some things that need to be addressed from John's past. And there's a couple of things about the way John looks at life that will come out. I don't know if it's because I'm black. I don't want to link it to that, but you can't take my blackness out of me. So I guess, yes, some of it will be definitely influenced by that. But I'm not doing like a, let me put it to you like this. I'm not doing a metaphor for the civil rights struggle. He's not going to rescue some apartheid planet. Okay. It ain't like that. This is a straight up sci-fi story with John in the lead.
Respect. This is more directly
the thing you were talking about last episode and how Octavia Butler views her writing with respect to her blackness, right?
Exactly. The blackness, it's just going to come out. I haven't read a book from Jeff that was like inauthentic. Yeah, I can't ever consider any book that I've read from him being inauthentic or not black. He just lives and he lets his characters live.
Right. And I think his take on Jon Stewart is going to be exciting because of what he knows. Like in Mosaic, he knew celebrity. Now, what he knows from his dad. And I think he can carry something I wasn't too keen on in a good way.
Yeah, that thing that you're not too keen on was the soldier thing, right? Because I remember when you said that the other Jeff who wrote on GL had did our man John dirty.
Right. I think the War of Light saga used John to do all the dirty jobs. And I love McDuffie. May he rest among the ancestors. But his move to make John a Marine has implications that I found sketchy.
I feel that.
Right. I'm not too keen on black superheroes having soldier backstories. It's one of like three roles that they're put in. But Jeffrey Thorne's take on what John Stewart believes it means to be a soldier is something that I can vibe with. When the cause is just, we fight. Soldiers live to end battles, not seek them. To love peace and not thrive on war. That adds some dimensionality.
No. He was talking future state, right?
Right.
Same book I told fans they might need to read, huh?
Chill. I got it. So, Future State is a two-issue series that takes place after Green Lantern number 1, but came out earlier this year. The battery is blown up for the third time, Salak is scarred and in combat, and we don't know how it happened either, but here we are. Jeff's base plot is rooted in exploring, diplomacy, and adventure, much like Star Trek. However, in Future State, that goes left, and now we've hit galactic combat and some drama, a la Star Wars.
That's an interesting way to put it. I was thinking more Mad Max Fury Road myself, but that'll work, sure. I think people got fixated on the laser sword, but I didn't think about it like that. It was an interesting thing because the DC guys sort of sprung Future State on me while we were working out what the Green Lantern story was going to be. And they're like, we're doing this Future State thing. And I'm like, okay, what's that? And they told me basically it's a flash forward. And I was like, okay, so how far? Like 1,000 years, 100 years, 50 years? And they're like, you tell us. And I was like, no, you tell me because you know this about to get deep up in here. Right. And they're like, well, for the Green Lantern, don't go further than 20 years. Right. Some point down the line within 20 years. And I was like, but not like 1 year. And they're like, no. So basically what my mandate was take a little slice of what would probably be like issue 20 of Green Lantern, the new Green Lantern run, and just go do what you want. And so I just dropped y'all in. And I was like, I'm not explaining nothing. I'm not telling you who the bad guys are. I'm not telling who these new characters are. Yep, that's Nort. Too bad. Sorry about it. I just let it roll out. I was pretty happy with the whole situation, to be honest with you. There's a lot of Easter eggs in there. If you know comics like I know comics, like basically on page one, I think there's just different little tidbits that work as clues to how I'm going to be what I'm going to be messing around with. And I've been watching, basically only one podcaster so far has figured out any of it. And I was like, damn, I'm okay. I thought I was deep. Okay. I need to stretch out and flex a little bit because he caught me. And also one thing that seems to have been left behind is I don't think John knew he was going to end up being the Sword of Orion. I think he just wanted Orion to show him until he full stop murdering people. But he's got, I think, six other like the vanguard of the God in Red, that's just one little squad of them. That's like maybe a quarter of them, right? So he just turned a quarter of them against all the others with him as the leader, right? So he says, we got a war to win. Who's he going to go fight? The rest of them. He's still outnumbered, right? He's only got a couple of Green Lanterns left and still no rings, right? But he's got an army now. Right. So that's the end of that. And so when you read it back and you see what the conversation actually is, it looks like it's nothing, but it isn't. Right. Even the Fire Fist armor. Right. Where he's wearing the silver armor. And then at some point you see the cape falls away. And he's wearing a Green Lantern symbol. Everything's a clue. There's not a wasted word or a wasted drawing in that story. But if you don't know what you're looking at, that's not my fault. I can exploit that as the writer. I can play with it, right? All the way through this, we were going back and forth in emails going, we have to play fair with the audience, right? We can't have this thing on his belt like suddenly show up on the last page of issue 2. It has to have been there the whole time. We have to mention the box a lot in issue 1. So people will be going, what is this box they're talking about? But people blew it off like it was just military jargon. I'm like, there's no such thing as that. They don't waste words with each other, right? Another thing is, if you know the Legion of Superheroes at all, like the old Legion of Superheroes, especially like from, well, not the old, but like from the 80s, 90s, yeah, late 90s, the lingo, Sprocking, Greif, those are all from the Legion of Superheroes. Those are clues to how my brain is working, right? The last name of that character, Digby, who ends up being in charge of the colony at the end of issue 2, the bald brother. His great-great, like, thousand years great-granddaughter is Shrinking Violet from the Legion of Superheroes, right? But you've got to know that kind of stuff. Your DC lore knowledge has to be that deep, or it's just going to look like, okay, what the hell, you know, what's this guy talking about? Or it's just a fight, right? So all these are clues to how I'm thinking about the book is what I'm leading up to. I'm not saying this is all so great. I'm saying you've had a limited view, and DC Comics basically said you don't have to have that limited view anymore. You can now expand out. You can do stuff that connects to the Legion. I use New Gods in this, you know, in this thing. It's not that it's never been done before, but I'm just saying everything's on the plate.
Well, you know me, I love a good story. I have to consume again and again to catch all the details.
As do I. I also love the whole Sankofa vibe. Like, you gotta go read old comics about the future to catch the allusions to the present, which is the future state's past.
Yo, that's dumb trippy. And that's just the time piece. He said he's doing DC Cosmic, so he got time and space.
Even if I wasn't listening to Jon Stewart, it's an approach to the core that really has me intrigued.
Yo, imagine having the keys to the whole DC Cosmic universe and being told, yo, just have fun with it.
The idea is to sort of do DC Cosmic. So I have access to all of their cosmic stuff. Everything cosmic in DC is within my ability to play with in the Green Lantern book. Everything. Like everything. So. Wow.
That's a pretty fun playground right there.
Right.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It freaked me out a little bit. Like, and where do the Green Lanterns and the Guardians fit in all that? Things have changed. The Superman book. I did not know this until I took over when they said, you're now writing the book. I was like, well, okay, that's a lot. What y'all doing? And they're like, well, there's some other stuff going on. And I'm like, who are these guys? You know, and they're like, you need to read this book. So basically in the Superman book, John Kent, Superman's kid, basically smacked up the galaxy's different warring races and said, you guys are idiots. You got space travel. You got all this stuff going on. You're constantly trying to kill each other. You need to be a UN. This is stupid. All these people dying because you don't like the way these guys' antennas twist together. This is stupid. You're stupid. So fix it. So they're like, you know, the kid's right. He's a Kryptonian. We probably ought to listen to them. they can come smack the rest of us. So we'll probably listen to them. So I was basically handed the beginning of the United Planets in the Legion of Superheroes. That's just civilization. Everything's in the United Planets. That's 1,000 years in the future. This is day one of that. So the first few issues are going to be about, they're going to start to ask the question, well, wait a minute, how do all of these people feel about the Green Lanterns? A lot of these species we've never met. Like the Green Lantern just been running around handling stuff because they can. Like, what are you going to say? No, oh, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to stop this warlord from doing X, you know, or this crime syndicate that's doing this thing over here. I'm going to stop it. What? You can tell me no, but I'm a Green Lantern with a magic wish ring. I don't know what you can do about it. Sorry about it. Right. So some of these species are like, oh, hell no, they're not part of the United Planets. We're not having it. If this is our chance to say no, I'm saying no. Hell with these dudes. And other people are like, no, they've saved a lot of people. They've been around for thousands of years doing nothing mostly good. So we would like them to be part of this. Right. So it's not just like uniform support of the Guardians and the Green Lanterns out there. There's a lot of folks, and not all of them the bad guys. Some of the good guys are like, maybe not. So we're going to have a lot of upheaval, a lot of political shakeup, all coming from things I didn't make up. Battery blowing up, I didn't make up. United Planets, I didn't make up. What's her name and her magic glove, Kelly, the Teen Lantern. Where did her glove come from? Like, she has her own Green Lantern glove thing that, like, the Guardians didn't make that. How'd you get this? Girl, come up here. You better come up here and let us examine this thing. So there's just a bunch of stuff, political type stuff.
Bro, I don't even know where to start. That's expansive and exciting.
Yo, Nas, I admittedly, my Legion of Superheroes consumption is hella sparse. But to take a far-flung future and sort of work out how you're going to get there, it's hella intriguing.
Yeah, Jeff Thorne's Green Lantern book is a sci-fi book. He ain't doing superheroes, even if John is pretty super.
Bro. It was a lot. And I was really concerned with how he was going to balance all of this. But this is Jeffrey Thorne we're talking about. He knows how to write. He knows sci-fi. And he's going to tell us a bit about the core.
So, yeah. So, Future State. None of the Future States. Well, that's not true. Some of the Future States connect to each other, obviously. Right. Like they have it broken up into families. So there's the Superman family. There's the Batman family. There's the Justice League family. We're underneath the Justice League family. Green Lantern is not popular enough, I guess, to have his own family or their own family. And I think, yeah, like the Titans and like Catwoman would be in the Batman family. Swamp Thing, I don't know where he goes. Maybe Justice League Dark puts him in the Justice League family, stuff like that. But we were not told, like, I didn't know anything even about the other Green Lantern stories in the in Future State. Huh. Like, I was just as surprised and happy to see those as the audience was. And they just basically told us, look, the battery's going to blow up. It's going to die. And you can just, it's up to me why and how. Like, all that's up to me. But DC was like, you know that battery's going, right? And I was like, oh, okay, let's go.
Oh, I feel like that's some heavy responsibility.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's a heavy lift.
I mean, the thing is interesting about Green Lantern is, and I keep reminding people about this, there's 7,200 Green Lanterns, right? And so whichever one I choose to put the spotlight on, that's the Green Lantern. Like, if you live in, I don't know, Aldebaran 6, and you never heard of a Hal Jordan or a John Stewart, and yours is Bricks 93, you know, that's the, when I say Green Lantern, that's who you think of. So, it's not a core book. I've seen people been saying, it's a Green Lantern core. And I'm like, yeah, sort of, but it's really a John Stewart book. So, and they really were really flexible there. I was like, how long do you want the battery broken for? Up to you. Do you want these lanterns to get killed? Like,